You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, are you volunteering? The Browns do, and that's what First and 10 is all about. Make your pledge to Give 10 today by committing 10 hours of community service on clevelandbrowns.com. Wear your orange and brown wristband. Your orange wristband, I wear that, to make a statement that you give 10. The Cleveland Browns team is part of the First and 10 movement, and you should be as well. Please give 10. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, time for our final thoughts. Dreamer, we got any callers waiting around? All right. They couldn't hang through the great Tom Withers with us.
We had enough.
Listen, a ton of calls today.
Thank you so much for your feedback.
A lot of feedback, a lot of passion. We'll put the grades out tomorrow on the Cincinnati game. We'll put that to bed. We'll have Mike Pettine's press conference for you tomorrow as well, as we kind of turn the page and start to get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But this is an important game because the Browns will play this one. Then they'll have the bye week, and then they will play the Baltimore Ravens, followed by Cincinnati, capping off a stretch where they will go in the division, you know, four straight weeks, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati. So it's an important time for this Cleveland Browns team.
It definitely is, and this is a message that popped into my head as you kind of were rattling off, you know, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Cincinnati, you know, and Baltimore and this, you know, laundry list of things that we have in front of us when it comes to our division. At 2-7, you know, you're gonna some of these guys are gonna be playing for their jobs as a team collectively. If there is, in fact, if you do look at your division as true rivals, which I think, you know, the Ravens are a rival for one reason. You know, the Cincinnati Bengals are a rival because it's the Battle of Ohio for that reason. The Steelers are a rival because it's the storied history, you know, of those two franchises is Browns versus Steelers, and the hatred between them is take on the mentality of let's ruin their season. You know what I mean? What can we do to wreck their season? You know, Big Ben's already been out. How can we keep Pittsburgh out of the playoffs? You know, you got two chances at that, one this week and one in week 17, as I mentioned, is going to come down. We would have hoped it would have been for the Cleveland Browns, but you could potentially keep the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the playoffs if you beat in week 17.
Absolutely.
You know, you look at the Baltimore Ravens, they're obviously very low, finally have their blip in the radar where they go low. Let's keep them down. You know, and that should be the mentality that we should take moving forward into the next 7 weeks.
It's got to be the mentality for this team, and just take it, you know, one game at a time. Let the young guys play, let the athletes play, and see if you can't make any progress here. You've got the Steelers, then you're home for three straight, the Ravens, the Bengals, and the 49ers, who just had a big win over the Atlanta Falcons with Blaine Gabbert. I still can't believe the Falcons lost that game. At Seattle, at the Chiefs, and then home for the Steelers. And this season will be over on January the 3rd for the Cleveland Browns, at least the regular season. Hey, miracles can happen, folks. Got to keep that in mind. So tomorrow, as I said, grades, Mike Pettine, and we'll kind of start to turn the page. Maybe we'll have more clarity on the quarterback situation and certainly injury updates on many Brown starters who missed the game, six of them last week against the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner certainly come to mind. Now, Joe Hayden, his kryptonite has been Antonio Brown, but with Landry Jones there, does that mean he has an opportunity to right the ship? We'll find that out. But Landry Jones came in, I'll tell you, in a pressure situation against the Oakland Raiders yesterday and got them into field goal range to win
the
game. That's exactly what he had to do.
With Antonio Brown. Big throw and catch with Antonio Brown.
He just kind of threw like a eight-yard dig.
Yeah, eight-yard crossing route.
Yeah, to Antonio Brown.
What he did is run out the angles and, you know, and just was Antonio Brown and the type of day he had.
How about the hustle from Chucky Wood, though, to keep him out of the end zone and at least keep it interesting?
He did. Chucky Wood looked old on that play but took a great angle. Again, didn't overestimate his speed and underestimate Antonio Brown, took the proper angle, knocked him out of bounds, and kept the Raiders in it.
For a brief moment. All right, that'll do it for us today. For Tom Withers, for our producer, the Dreamer, for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zgura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by the great folks at Liberty Ford.
They are fine folks. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. They're coming up next.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.